Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here, back again, with Mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, I missed you so much.
I missed you too. My mom has been in New York for the past 3 weeks. She's here for just for a couple days, and so she said she would do the podcast.
Yes,
this, you know,
of course.
This podcast that's half hers. That I've been holding on my own back.
1/8 mine.
Matt had to do it. She weren't here.
But you had Jessica, you had Dan.
Next week, I think I'm going to have my cousin Andrew, who, if you're listening, hey, Andrew, you want to record a podcast next weekend with me? And then Christopher and I think Parker. And then you'll be back again.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things that we see on the internet, but don't fact check or research anything. Mom, are you ready to start this business?
I am sturdy. Let's work hard.
God, I've missed you
go.
So much.
That's what you say. Ready, let's go.
And then you do this. I don't do that. I say, ready, let's begin on my main channel.
Yes.
This is the podcast.
I know, but it was in my head.
As a human that has multiple different channels and streaming outlets, it is hard to keep everything straight.
But have you ever said Stay Awesome Possums on the wrong channel?
No, that one, I don't really like saying it.
Then don't. You can change it up.
Should I change it?
Change it up.
Should we do a new era of...
Do it.
Should we change something?
It's 2019.
You had no idea what year it was when you started that sentence. What should I change it to? Oh, this is a whole new realm
do
of
it.
Things.
Do it.
All right, guys, you have to help me out. Tweet me what my outro should be from now on.
New little catchphrase.
Preferably something we can put on a t-shirt, y'all. That makes sense.
So no naughty, no bad words.
We have been coming up, me and my people that watch me on my Twitch streamer humans with me.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out on Twitch, and majority of the time we're just coming up with merch ideas. T-shirts. It's a lot of fun, hoping to have some new stuff out soon. We don't have a sponsor today, guys. What was I going to say? Oh, I have no idea.
He's
I forgot.
Breathing really loud.
Blaze is sitting behind my mother, and he had training this morning, so he is pooped.
He's beat.
So he went to the Santa Monica Pier and walked up and down it. He got pets from people. He got to sniff dogs' butts. It's been a day, y'all.
It's been a day.
All right. But you know what the biggest news this whole week was, Mom?
Yeah.
What?
Hello.
What is it? I want you to tell me what you think it is.
There's so many.
You don't know what it is.
I got an Apple Watch.
Okay.
Colleen debuted on Broadway.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
The whole reason I'm in New York.
I couldn't remember. It was Tuesday, right?
Yes.
I forgot. It seems like she's been doing it for like ever. So I was like, did she do it last week? Because I couldn't remember if last week or this week. My sister debuted on Broadway.
This week.
See, you don't know either.
I just know, I need to be ready.
Okay.
Okay.
So my sister debuted on her debut on Broadway as Dawn in The Waitress. She's there till September 15th. 15th. And the show itself in general ends in July. So, not July, January. So, if you can't see her in it, you have until January just to see the show in general on Broadway. And then it's getting taken down. Oh my gosh, it's a mess. Not a mess. It's like, huge.
It's huge.
Phenomenal. The stage door every day, every night. She Instagrams it because I think she doesn't have time to take pictures with each individual person.
Right, there's just so many people.
So she just takes pictures and y'all get to be on her Insta story if you're there. But I will say there was a little drums. There was a little drums.
There was a little.
Some people I just don't think knew the etiquette of Broadway.
Theater.
The theater. I knew it because...
Well, we knew it because...
I grew up in the, around it and then I was in theater. Grandpa and Dad always took us to shows when we were little. I saw my cousin... performing and I think like 50 billion nutcrackers. Like I've been to the theater.
Yes.
What? Okay. So if you don't know, I'll refresh or teach you. It's a learning Sunday all of a sudden. In the in the theater, you don't take out your phone.
No pictures.
It is illegal to take pictures or video.
You don't go to jail, but it's bad etiquette, bad form. No, you don't get fined. You get asked to leave the theater.
Tell them they'll go to jail so that they listen. What are you doing? No, there actually are no consequences for these actions.
There is.
You're fine.
You have to leave the theater.
You can get banned.
Yes, you can. 100%.
No, it is illegal. It's actually illegal.
Okay. It's so illegal.
God.
Jail time.
You're the worst. It's also extremely rude. It's so disrespectful.
I mean, how would you like it if you're still doing your podcast?
Just leave,
or I just start taking pictures in your face, and you're like,
"Dad." No, it's different than like I don't know. You don't when you go to a movie, you can't take out your phone. It's the same thing, but they're there. And also, if you use flash, oh my god,
don't do it. It distracts the actors and actresses, and it's just
it's rude. It's and they rude. Put this production on for the people there. Theater is I don't know have the words for it, but it's like. An engulfing experience.
Yeah,
like
it is.
You have to kind of be there in order to fully experience it, and they perform it in a way for the people in the audience. So you're not allowed to take pictures of video. Another big thing that was happening that I think was disrespectful, and I don't think you guys needed to be told this, but apparently you did, don't leave the theater before...
The final bows
and the
done.
Lights come on. If you all they do their final number and then you all just start running out of the theater to get to the stage door, it's really rude to the actors and actresses.
Yeah. Because
they go on stage, take their bow, and like as they're singing and bowing and waving and like
to you
and being like, that's your turn to be like, thank you for a great show.
Yes.
And instead of saying thanks for a great show, you're like, peace out.
Yeah, I turned to Eric and I go, where's everyone going? Because they were still singing on stage.
Yeah.
It's like, they're going to stage show.
Done that during Miranda shows. And I've always hated it. I've always found it disrespectful. I'm like, guys, she's still going. But that's one thing. But on Broadway, it's a completely different, because when it's a Miranda show, Colleen's like, oh, they're leaving because of me. And I'm the only person on stage.
Yeah.
And this is all, it's Colleen's show.
It's still rude. But
for Waitress, yeah, it's still rude. Don't do it ever. But for Waitress... It's not Colleen's show.
Nope.
And I think a lot of people are forgetting that.
I think so.
And I know all just excited.
And I think also, like during Miranda shows, you know, sometimes the speakers say, come on, and they say, don't take pictures, turn your phone off, blah, 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 blah.
And then
she comes on and says, take as many as you want. It's different.
It's different. It's different very,
on
very
Broadway.
Different. Because, again, this is not Colleen's production.
No.
This is something that she... It was invited to do, and it's an honor to be there. And so,
it's a part of
also everything you guys do reflects
her.
On her. So, like, people are like, oh, you're telling your fans and the people that love you and you love them that they're allowed to just do all these things because they want to. That looks bad on her, even though she's like, no, guys,
and,
don't.
And when you wait to the very end and then go out to the stage door, she sees you all. You can see in the Instagrams that she sees everybody.
She sees her. She wants to make sure no
one
is left out.
She signs as many playbills as she can.
Yeah, and it's like, also, I've read some stuff on Twitter that people were pushing people in wheelchairs out of the way.
Make room for people.
That one I'm not even going to be like, I know you were just excited.
No.
That's a bad person.
No. There are people
trying
to
justify you there.
There are people who don't want to do stage door and they're having a hard time getting out and around. And,
just remember,
be nice.
I know a lot of it is out of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you followed us Ballingers for a while, we're all about respecting, being nice to the others around you and whatnot. So I'm so happy so many people are going, because so many people are going.
It's amazing.
It's so much fun. Colleen is having the time of her life.
It's like sitting in the audience with family and friends because everyone's all so excited. And I think it would still be that way even if it weren't a lot of Mirfandas. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody's so excited about
a Broadway show. It's so cool.
So fun.
So anyway, there was drama about it. I saw that online. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Because usually with the drama, like, people are like mad. And they're like, oh, Colleen's probably she wasn't disappointed, but she was. I texted her. I was like, what's going on? She goes, people were leaving and it was kind of sad to see. I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, so we know you just want a picture with her. She comes out and says hi to everyone.
She does.
She puts everyone on her Instagram story.
Yep.
But be respectful, because it's not a Colleen show. It's a show she happens to be in that someone else's. And there's so many other people on stage who work their butts off to get on that stage. So respect them.
Yes. Their whole life has been
trying to get there.
Yeah.
Getting on Broadway is a big deal.
It is.
Okay, but I originally said the big news this week. I wasn't referring to that.
Okay. Well, I lied to her. Okay. That was my big deal this week.
What I was referring to is they are rebooting Lizzie McGuire. Oh. Hilary Duff knows what dreams are made of. I have to say, the only reason this is happening is because Hilary Duff stayed on the true path of life. She never went down a spiral. She's never been in the tabloids. I think maybe there was one time she pierced her daughter's ears and that was her scandal. She's kept it real. And that's why she's getting her reboot. That's what I'm saying. Like, you stay good. You good. So anyway, I don't really know much about it. All I know is they just announced it. I think it was at DisneyCon. At 22, I don't know. Hurt went. That's the only reason I know that there was a Disney con. But anyway, I'm very excited to see it. I don't know. They'll probably stream it on that Disney Plus thing that I will. Oh, you weren't here. One of the questions asked, did you listen to the podcast that you weren't in? I know the answer is no.
I've been busy.
Okay. You don't put your headphones in and listen to the podcast while you're watching The Waitress? Come on, Mom.
No. I'm like, when I'm what? No.
Watching The Waitress.
I'm sobbing.
Oh my God. So.
We all were wiping our faces at the same time.
Of tears of joy and proudness.
Yes.
And yes.
And emotions, because it gets to you. The story gets to you.
I don't know anything about it. Don't tell me.
I'm not telling you a thing.
I'm going to go see it not knowing anything about the show.
You will laugh. You will cry. You will clap.
Okay. You don't know me if you think I'm going to cry during it.
If you're human, you will laugh. You will cry.
How dare you?
You will clap.
Who dare you say that? Christopher's going. I don't think I've ever seen Christopher cry. Christopher's going. So if he doesn't cry,
he'll cry.
Okay.
Everybody
cries. You're making some bold statements.
If you if it's not external, you'll be
internally crying. Okay. Some other news that was
you are sassy
week.
Today, girl.
I am. I've missed you. I haven't been able to be like sassy towards people, because usually like
I get all
I'm
sass.
Fighting you. Yeah, it's usually me like fighting you, and everyone else I have to be like a gracious host.
Okay, I'll get you back, because I got a lot of chicken facts today. So
So this week a bunch of YouTubers got their Twitters and some Instagrams hacked, and apparently it's all AT&T's fault.
Oh,
they all had AT&T, and at some point like had to do something with their SIM cards or call in to do something, and after that happened they all got hacked. So Shane Dawson, King Bosch, I think is his name. I know who he is. I just don't know. His name is spelled B-A-C-H.
Is he a king? A real king?
Sure.
What the worst.
But James Charles was also hacked. And James Charles, once he got his Twitter back, posted a nude of himself so that people couldn't threaten him with it anymore. Because once they hacked him, they could...
Maybe he had nudes on his...
He had one nude, and so he was like, I'm just going to tweet it so no one can hold anything.
Didn't somebody else just do that?
Bella Thorne. Yeah,
we talked about that.
So apparently so that no one can tweet your nudes, you tweet them yourself. That's the new defense mechanism.
Yep.
I just personally don't take any nudes, but hey, it's each their own. If you need to take them...
Then that's your
biz. But don't want a hacker posting them, post them yourself. But remember that once it's on the internet, it stays on the internet.
It does.
Please post responsibly. Mom, entertain them while I take a sip of kombucha.
I got a new cup.
Mom, this is a podcast. Only some people can see us.
I'm telling them. Okay. They can hear as well. I got a new podcast. Listen, now it sounds...
You got a new podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Words are really hard today.
You haven't done this in 3 weeks. No. You're a little rusty.
No.
Did I talk about the Apple Card with you?
Apple Card? No. Yes? Yes.
It's an Apple credit card.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
We've talked about it twice.
Or maybe I read about it.
Sure. Doesn't really matter. Apple's coming out with a credit card. There are features. We have talked about it. Oh my God. But they just came out with this thing saying it's kind of finicky that you could only clean it, because apparently we clean our credit cards. I've never cleaned mine. But you can only clean it with a microfiber cloth. And they said, and don't let it come in contact with leather or denim.
Sure.
And all the guys were like, we just looked down at our pants and went, well, where do we put it? Because most wallets are made out of leather, mm-hmm, and most of our pants are made out of denim. And so I was like, okay, girls, we do have, like, we can't have a cloth wallet or whatever. Or I don't know. You could put it in your phone case.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like 70% of people put their credit card in leather or denim.
Yep.
So everyone just thought that was really funny. So it might not be as amazing a credit card as everyone thought it would be. I'm interested to see how that's going to go down.
I will not be getting one.
I'm not going to get one either, because I just don't want to open another new credit card. No. Because every time you open a credit card, your credit score goes down. Every time you close a credit card, your credit score goes down.
And you don't need another credit card. Nobody needs another credit card.
Yeah, if you think you need another credit card, you're wrong. You don't need it. No, actually, I need one for my business. So I was trying to see if they had that, if the Apple Card was going to be able to be like a business card, but they haven't said anything. All they've said is don't let it near anything you normally store a credit card
in. What would be the difference between a regular person credit card and a business credit card?
The tax purposes.
Oh, but that's up to you, not the credit card.
Well, no, like you put your business name on it.
Uh-huh. So it just has your business name, not Rachel Ballinger.
Mom. It's not a fight at the moment. We're moving on to the next topic. You've never owned a business. You don't know.
I have two. Daycare.
Did you have a credit card?
No, it was cash only.
She did that on the table, didn't she?
Never!
No, what? No. All of those were reported correctly.
I did Tupperware. I was a Tupperware girl one time.
The first pyramid scheme ever. You were involved in the first period. Pyramid.
Tupperware's great. It is great stuff.
Tupperware is great.
Lasts forever.
Yep. I've lost where I am. Mom.
Rachel.
Did you see that the Jonas Brothers played in Toronto? And you know how, like, every concert ever, they're like, good night. And then it's like, cheer, cheer, cheer. Okay, we'll do an encore. And then they do their biggest songs at the end. Well, Jonas Brothers, say yes.
No, but okay. Go ahead.
You've never been to a concert where they do the encore? Colleen does a freaking encore in the Miranda shows. There's always an encore.
Not always, but yeah, okay.
Well, in the Jonas Brothers, they've been on tour for a very long time, and they always do their two biggest songs, Burning Up and Sucker at the very end. They do those are their encores, which are their two most famous songs. Well, they went off stage, and everyone was cheering for the encore, and then all the lights went on. Everyone just sat there for 30 minutes. And then the ushers and security were like, get out. And then left. And then the Jonas Brothers tweeted later, like, sorry, technical difficulties, couldn't go back on. And everyone was like, what just happened? Because all these people, like, I don't know. And some people was like, it's fine, just waited a decade, but that's fine. It's great. I'll just wait another 10 years. Because there are people who've been fans with them who wanted to see them in concert and couldn't afford it as a kid. They're going now. And people are like, they played 15 songs, blah, blah, blah. I just have to, like, I see totally both sides. And also, what everyone I saw online was like, okay, at the end, they'll be like, okay, we're not mad we didn't get to see those songs live, whatever. We're mad that they won't tell us really what happened. Because technical difficulties is the easiest escape in the world. Like,
that's true. And so, but why couldn't they say it right away? Because they were trying to fix it?
I don't know. And some people were like, well, the screen looked like it was falling down at the end. So if they had just said, the screen was falling down, it was unsafe for us to go onto the stage anymore.
Yeah.
Then everyone would have been like, yeah. Yeah. But the fact that there were just like technical difficulties and then dropped it, and they're like, and some people were like, well, they do pyro, like flames and stuff mm-hmm. during burning up. And everyone was like, they're like, maybe they were having issues with that. And they're like, well, then just don't turn those on.
True.
And then people are like, everyone's like making speculations.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just needed to say what the real thing was. Because technical difficulties is just a very open-ended thing.
It's like being on an airplane and they don't tell you what the heck's going on.
I know. Are you really hot?
It's super hot. I think hot.
Matt walked in and turned the AC off. I'm telling you, every time he turns,
it's very
I'm
hot.
Turning it on with my phone. I do this during my live streams on Twitch all the time. I'm always like, it's hot. Hold on. And I stop talking so I can turn on the AC.
Oh, God. I haven't felt it on at all the whole time.
It was on because it's apparently at the doorway. I know this is a very interesting podcast, y'all. The doorway is at 76. Maybe
that's hot.
Blaze is just exuding so much heat that this room is hotter than all the rest.
His snoring is.
Also, the sun is hitting.
Oh, the sun is hitting this window right now. That makes sense.
And you do have this big light on.
You know what?
So
this might be the most entertaining podcast we've ever done, and I did one with Matt. Mom, the Amazon rainforest is on fire. What do we
okay.
do?
Okay, no, and I've read other things about this too. That it's actually the farms that are on fire, no, and they burn those every year.
Nope.
Okay.
You want it to be that?
Yes, I do.
It's not that.
The Amazon. How do you know? Are you there?
NASA's images.
Oh no! See, there was a thing about that too.
Was it?
Mom? Skimmed. I mean, come on. What kind of podcast is this? I just skimmed over it, going, "Oh, okay."
Mom, the Amazon rainforest is on fire. It's a fact. This is not speculation. This is not a controlled burn. It's been on fire for 3 weeks, and I'm out of solutions. I have no solutions.
Don't they have the airplanes like we do? The bombers, Bori bombers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, but like, in do you rainforest? Have one? I don't have one. I don't know what to do here. Rain. What?
Rain.
Rain? I know. Rain. So just at this point, pray to whoever you pray to that rain goes over there.
Rain. Rain. Rain.
Rain. Rain. Rain. Please don't go away. Come again all now. Of the days. Okay. Also in like what in the world news, people were using Snapchat to sell smuggled guns. They were what? Going to states where it's really easy to buy a gun. You know, like Louisiana, Alabama. They were going to those places, buying guns, you know, where they don't
on
check.
On Snapchat?
Yeah. Going back to states where it's a little harder to buy a gun. Like, California is a little more strict. And then just selling them on Snapchat. Like, just taking pictures and being like, it's for sale. And then people being like, great, I'll buy it. Like, what?
Wow.
I don't know. It's really weird. I don't. That was just like, okay.
That
really
is strange.
People? Also, the people that sell the guns.
Aren't they going to get... Okay.
They got caught. They got arrested.
Well, yeah. Snapchat?
But yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like,
do you
are
want
you really
this
that call stupid?
This number?
Wouldn't, like,
yeah.
It's I don't know. People are just stupid. In happy news, PewDiePie hit 100 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And he also got married.
Wow.
But he is the first individual content creator to hit 100 million subscribers.
Wow.
That's a hundred million. The yeah. only there's one channel that hit it too, but it's like an Indian film channel, and then the only other people close to that is 60 million. He is 40 million people ahead than the next person in line. That is huge. He deserves it. I mean, he's been doing it a long time. He puts a lot of effort into it. JoJo Siwa had an interview with Time Magazine.
Okay, what is happening? What sound was that? What is that sound? That's you brat.
I hope you guys can hear that. I'm literally just fiddling with the microphone stand. And
I thought it was my butt, like a mouse or something. No, I thought it was our phones on a setting that had
my
the watch.
I was dying. You can see it the whole time.
Brat. You are full of spit and vinegar today.
I didn't do anything. I literally was sitting here fiddling with the metal. Anyway, JoJo Siwa had a thing in Time Magazine. The picture was stunning. She's cool.
Oh, it was.
Mom, we have the first potential space crime.
Oh, yes.
And this has to do with the internet because...
Hackage.
The hackage. So, apparently, this astronaut, Anne McCain, she went up to the space.
Okay. To the space?
She went to the space.
Did she go on to the International Space Station?
Don't know. Didn't read that much. And then she came back down. And then her estranged wife mm-hmm. said that while her ex-wife was up there, she hacked her bank account and personal information.
She was on the space station then.
Okay, sure. So she's claiming that her estranged wife went up to space to hack her information.
Wouldn't that be easier to do it when you're in the States?
I don't know. But who charges her?
Okay, but they would have that on
record. It's a space crime. Oh. Whose territory is she in? Who owns space?
Well, her girl, her partner, girl wife?
Ex-estranged wife. So her ex, what's estranged mean?
They're not together. They're having some issues.
So they're separated. Her separated wife. I want to know, is it like, because she was from America? Does America charge her with space crime?
But it's not a
Do we take crime, her to Area 51 and they charge her?
It's not a crime against space.
No, but like...
It's a crime against... If it's true.
I know, okay, allegedly. But like, let's say... Oh, well, I don't know this either. If someone in China hacks me, yes. Who charges the person in China? China or America?
Don't know that. Do you know that? He doesn't know that. Okay.
America, because that happened to me?
Yeah.
So sure. Would America charge...
Yes.
But it's not a, you're right, it's not a space crime.
No, it's not a space
crime. It's just an identity theft crime.
A crime, yes.
But it happened in space.
Yes. Maybe. Allegedly.
Allegedly. She's denying the allegations.
It's easy to check.
Is it? Mom? Is there a ping? Are you a hacker? Do you know these things?
Do they see a ping from the International Space Station? Which I do watch from time to time in the backyard. Did you know that?
You watch the International Space Station?
You can see it. You can see it going over like this at night. It's bright, bright light. It's so cool. I love it.
You're not looking at a star or an airplane.
You can go on your phone okay. or your watch and check the schedule for the International Space Station flying over your home, and you can find out when it is and see.
The dog is snoring really loud, and I'm hoping it's no suffocating.
They tell you exactly where in the sky it's going to be. That's and pretty cool. Exactly what time, because it is rocket science.
It is rocket science.
So it is
that
exact.
That is true.
It is. There's no space fudge in science. It. It's around that time. No, it is the times they say.
They know these things.
They do.
All right.
It's very fascinating.
The last bit of news I have today is Weight Watchers made a weight loss app for kids. I
don't know how to feel about that.
It's, you know, when kids are overweight, it's usually the parents' issue, not the kids'. So
depending on the ages, yes. Kids, are you saying under 18?
It starts. It's like the app 12? Is for 8 to 17. 8 to 17. So I'm saying below 13, it's parents'
it's
issue.
Pretty up, yeah. Unless there's a medical issue, yeah.
Yeah, unless there's a medical issue, but and then if when you're a teenager, yeah. But the everyone's issue with the app is that they focus on losing weight and not being healthy and active. Because I personally believe any diet or calorie counting can 100% lead to an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. It's been proven time and time again. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so obsessed with just eat healthy and be active.
Yes.
Like, if you're healthy and active, your body, whatever your body does is what your body's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, the scale doesn't matter, whatever. So that's my thing. I've like, if I was 8 years old and you were like, you're fat, use this calorie counter. Like, no. That would do something to my self-esteem, correct?
True.
Especially since it would be like,
but maybe some of these kids issue. Are doing it their own because they have phones now and.
Yeah, but then do you want your, but like then.
Are you watching your children's phones and their apps?
Yeah, I guess like.
You know, I would be all over that.
Yeah, and you fed Taco Bell every day.
No, I'd be all over checking your phone and where you've been on the internet as if you were
in nowadays age. People have such a screwed conception of what your weight is supposed to show and like body issues. And it's just, I've seen what calorie counting can do to people. Yeah. I've seen it happen to my friends, just straight up eating disorders and anorexia and bulimia. So I'm very, very much against it. But that's all. And I think it's starting at such a young age to tell a kid like you're fat. It's not right. But I'm out of news. Did you want to share your chicken facts before we move on to the game?
I do have some chicken facts. They're very exciting because they stacked up while I was gone.
You are not going to read every single. Okay, you only have a few. Okay, what are they?
Speaking of math.
When were we speaking of math?
Rocket science.
Oh, sure. Great. Going back.
Chickens are good at math. It's not hard for chickens. They can count up to 6 and do better than toddlers on simple arithmetic. Chickens are amazing.
How did they test that?
I don't know. They probably put something and say, take 6, and they only take 6.
So they know English too? We need to test this somehow. I need to see this study.
Video. Chickens also get...
Mom teaching chickens math.
Yes. I could so teach my chickens math.
I would love to see it.
Duncan versus the
chickens. Duncan versus the chickens.
Chickens also get bored. See, chickens are smart people. Lack of stimulation can lead to problems like pecking each other and can cause stress in flock, just like children.
Being bored does not equal smart. Blaze gets bored and he's an idiot.
Well, I just thought that was a lot like kids.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't read that one. This one I found very interesting.
Okay.
As a part of some wedding ceremonies in China, a chicken can stand in for an important guest or family member unable to attend. A close relative holds the chicken, which wears a piece of red silk over its head.
Next family event, I'm not going. I'm sending a chicken in my place.
I just thought that was cool that other customs are having a chicken stand in for them. That's pretty awesome because chickens are awesome.
I've never heard that before.
Me either. I was like,
I want to know
what?
More about it. I want to my video just stopped recording. We're going again. Okay. Well, we're going to play a game now.
Yes. Oh,
I
need my glasses.
I put Mad Gabs over next to me and then you moved it to show me how a phone works. Oh my God. You're going to tell me you didn't
even touch it?
You 100% touched it. You were like, look what my phone can do. And then you showed me how it can show, it can read things for you with bigger print.
Oh, that's right. You are correct. I apologize. 100%.
All right. So what we're going to do is I'm actually going to take pictures of these afterwards. So once you've done it, just put it down so I can show it on the screen. So if you are listening and you want to read what we're trying to read to each other, go ahead and watch this. It's around 30 minutes in. Well, you'd know you're listening. Okay, go.
Wait, hold on.
I have to explain what this, for those of you who don't know what this is Mad Gab, where it's a sentence, but it's written with the emphasis on the wrong syllable and they put like different words that sound like a different word. So basically she reads a sentence of gibberish and I have to decide what she's saying and neither of us know what she's trying to say.
It's on the other side.
The answer's on the other side. So she's going to say it and then I'm going to try and figure it out.
And it's hard to actually read because these words don't go together.
Correct.
So it's weird. Cosmed Hicks urchins.
Cosmetic surgeons. Cosmetic surgeons.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
I have learned if you do it with a Scottish or Irish accent, you can figure it out. So think that you're Lee, the leprechaun.
Wheezed, I'll half fudge ants.
You say it normal. I say it with a Scottish accent.
Weeds.
Weeds.
No. Wheezed.
Wheezed.
Wheezed. Ill half fudge ants.
We'll have... We have fudgeants. We have fudgeants. What? We have fudge ants.
Weezed ill half fudge ants.
Weezed ill half fudge ants.
Weezed. You can read it yourself.
We still have fudgeants.
You said it.
I did not say it.
You said
we still have.
No, you stop.
We still have fudgeants. Fudgeance? Allegiance!
No.
Oh, dang it. I don't know. What is it?
We still have a chance.
We
still have fudgeance.
Oh, we still have a chance. Yeah. All right, I want to read it.
Okay. Find a good one.
I trust chewed who do it, tried.
Can I see it?
Wait. Can you speak? Got too excited. I trust chewed. Who duet trite? You are still in a different zone. You didn't come back.
You think I'd be really good at this game?
No. Okay. Height Russ chewed who duet trite.
Height Russ chewed at joy tried. Can I see with my eyeballs? Okay. No, I have to see it.
What else? See it with.
I can't do this. I trust.
I can't do it. You got me going. What do you think? I didn't do anything. who do it right.
You know when you're in church and you're praying and you're a little kid and you're holding your sister's hand and you both get the giggles and you can't stop and it's in the... Okay, that's what I feel like right now.
I trust Jude who do it right. I trust Jude who do it right. I trust Jude who do it right.
I trust Jude who do it right. I too who do it right. Who do it right. Hi, Ruth. Hi.
God. I know it.
What is it?
I trust you to do it right.
Yeah! I trust you to do it right. Oh,
fool. I wouldn't. I didn't. Go.
Would Chuck come for dinner?
Would you come for dinner?
Yeah! Yes! Wow, there you go. Redeemed yourself. Okay, try it with me.
Sign has Spain?
Sinus pain. Yeah. All right. That's gonna be that was fun. You might pee your pants if we keep going.
Well, good thing I went before.
Okay. So. She did. All right. We'll move on to questions. This one is random. Oh, Colleen is iconic. Wants to know: did you go to prom? I went to prom. Did you go to prom?
Yeah, we went to prom. We went to different high schools, competing high schools, but. He was more popular in his high school than I was.
Dad was. I'm just gonna say this for everybody. Dad was never popular.
We were both introverts. I didn't have any friends, so we went to his.
Okay.
Right.
No, you didn't go because you were more popular. But
because I didn't care about my prom.
Okay, because you didn't really care about your school. No. Okay, he had pride. You didn't.
Right.
Got it.
Pretty much.
Zane wants to know how your birthday was, Mom.
I had a lovely birthday.
My mom's birthday was August 22nd.
Hit the big 6-0.
Oh my God, you're 60.
I'm 60. Ancient.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I feel like I should have done more for your birthday. No. I just burped. Is that a birthday present? I picked you up from the airport. I got her. She's showing off a cup for those listening.
Oh,
she's showing off a cup I bought her. You're using the plastic straw. I bought you metal straws.
I haven't got that far.
Okay.
Come on. We dumped our luggage, went to sleep, got up.
All right. All right.
Fed Moose and the cats.
Got it.
Did a few things. And then...
I don't even know what you did for your birthday.
It was lovely. I spent the day with Flynn and our friend Sasha. And Corey and Colleen and Eric. And
all right.
We had fun.
Just it was a good had day. A good day?
It was a great day.
Sounds good.
With lunch.
I love that.
They kept bringing all these things to the table. What do you call those? Little taster things?
Appetizers?
No. They're not appetizers.
Tapas?
No, because they recognized Colleen, so the restaurant kept bringing...
Samples,
thank you.
Okay. Why I don't know.
To the table, so we got to try all these new different things.
That's fun.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, that was fun.
Emma wants to know...
Oh, wait. Oh. And the most important thing is... I can't. No, never mind. You might bleep that out. Maybe I'm not supposed to say it. It's okay.
Is it about the video I was sent?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's not.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
My mom went to a strip club.
No, I didn't.
She didn't.
I did not.
I'm going to do that for your 61st birthday. Gwen, how's New York? Emma wants to know.
New York is amazing. I'm having a blast there. It's fun. I love it.
All right.
Absolutely love it.
And then Bruno asked if Gwen listened to podcasts that she wasn't in. No, she did not listen to podcasts.
Not yet.
She's only interested in the ones
I have
she
a
does.
Big old flight back, so I can listen to them then.
All right. Dottle Bean wants to know, is my dog food vegan too? No, my dogs 100% eat meat. I believe dogs were meant to eat meat. I could probably substitute their protein and make it vegan, but that is just too much work. And I just, no. I don't even make my own vegan food. So I'm not going to make my dogs be vegan. They're meant to. They have those teeth for the meat. They eat the meat.
Carnivores.
Andrew wants to know what surprised you most about New York.
The smell after it rains. That was shocking.
What does it smell
like? A mixture of human and dog pee.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
In the summer.
Yes.
Because in the summer it's hot and
it
rains.
It's hot and muggy and then they... Oh, that was... No. More surprising was the thunder and lightning and rainstorms, this clear skies and then all of a sudden, boom, and then...
Yeah.
Big, huge.
That's
not like
everywhere
we have
but California.
It in California.
Yeah. East Coast is very different.
It was... And downpours, like buckets just downpoured.
Yeah. Colleen will still go to the stage door even if it's raining, y'all.
Yes,
just
she
so
does.
You know. You told me you were very surprised at how fast everyone moves in New York.
Yes, I love that they walk fast.
My family, we all do things fast. When we do it fast. Because we don't, what's the point of like,
we eat fast, we walk fast, we talk fast.
We're fast. We do it so fast that we mess up our words because we're going so fast. Our brains can't keep up. Or our brains are already 50 thoughts ahead and our mouths can't keep up.
Yeah.
So we do fast. And she explained that everyone walks fast there. And I was like, yeah, I feel like our family was bred for New York, but we only like visiting. We don't like living there.
Yeah.
We very much are California people.
Yes.
But we were like bred to thrive in New
York. I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Annalise wants to know if there's anything on Gwen's tray. She has her cup that she's tried to show off multiple times, her chicken facts, the Mad Gabs we used today, her glasses. Are those the ones from my...
Yes, I love them. I wear them all the time.
I did a video testing products and they were as seen on TV products, and they were glasses that can be used by people who need any prescription for reading.
Amazing glasses.
And my mom loves them.
I use them all the time. I think I look dorky in them, but...
No, I think you look cute. I think you're adorable. And then her phone, my phone, and my kombucha. That's it. That's what we got.
That's what we have today.
No Altoids.
Sorry for the... Not Altoids. Sorry for the lack of Altoids, Rachel. God, words. Jet lag. I can knock it up to jet lag.
3-hour difference. It'll get you.
That's a big 3 hours.
It's usually, 5:40 where you are right now as opposed to 2:40. You must be exhausted.
I'm ready for dinner.
Me too. All right, that's it. Dad, did I miss anything? My dad likes to usually tell me if I miss something. No, he's looking around. He's got nothing. All right. Mom, did you have anything else to add?
New York, Colleen.
Lizzie McGuire.
Okay. Nothing
at all. Oh, my
I did. I saw a rat. I was disappointed because I had been there almost 3 weeks and I hadn't seen a rat yet. And I've heard all these stories about rats in New York. I've been in New York before, but anyway.
Yeah.
So we were taking the subway.
You saw your
without
subway rat.
Eric and Colleen. I did that.
Wow.
And he goes, there's a rat. And there was two rats over there. So I took a picture and I was so excited because
congratulations. You saw your first New York subway rat.
Yes.
That you're a true New Yorker now, Mom. You walk fast. You know how to take the subway and you saw a rat.
I ate in a deli. I had good pizza.
There you go. And you saw a Broadway show.
I walk everywhere I go. It's amazing.
Fantastic. I do love that about New York is it's a walking city. You walk.
I love it.
I love that too. I like that I have my car, and I like that I can go park at a grocery store and load up my groceries in a car and drive them home.
I am surprised about that. It's like, we need toilet paper and paper towels. And I'm like pushing the stroll. I'm like, oh, wait, where am I going to put them?
Yes.
So you only buy two and it's like,
and then you have to keep
six
going.
Of us.
Yes. So that is the thing with New York is that running an errand is like 10 times more difficult.
But it's okay. You make it work.
Yes. But I do like the fact that I want to go get coffee or want to go to the deli. And you just walk down the stairs down the street. That you're there. So there's pros and cons.
And the choices. There's so many choices there.
I get overwhelmed by choices. I was like, Colleen, which hotel do I stay at? She sent me a link. And then she's like, well, you could also stay at this one. I was like, no, just one link. I don't want multiple. All right, guys, that's going to be it for today. Mom, it was so much fun having you back.
It was fun to be back.
I love you.
I love you.
And we'll see you next time. Oh, no, you say it.
Oh,
sorry, I got
Rachel.
So used to saying it. Mom.
I'm being replaced.
See
you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.